Chesvov Tammuz. So in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that the father and mother make a toiv ha-meitiv on Leidas HaBen. It's rather not brought down by the Rif or Rambam, which gives rise to some saying that maybe it's Sofek Brachos, it's anyway maybe Rishus, is a shayla if it's Rishus or Chovda, and it's accepted at least in certain circles that it's lo nagu to make the bracha, but then the question becomes why not? And many poskim say that Yudavka definitely should make the bracha, even if there's a makom where nagu not to make the bracha, but you have a right to make the bracha. It's dina de gemara, it's in Shulchan Aruch. So the bracha should be made by the father and mother. The mother could make the bracha right after birth, assuming the dam is not a problem. If there's soa, meraglayim around, then obviously that's a problem in the bracha. But otherwise, the very fact that it's full of dam there, assuming, I don't remember, is it masriach? I don't think there's anything that's smelly there. If there is, it's covered up with all the antiseptic stuff there. So you couldn't even tell. Okay, now, the Shevet HaLevi says that even if you don't make a bracha when you hear the news, but the Mishnah Berurah really is in Chadesh that you can make a Shechiyanu when you see the child for the first time. It's like a different dynamic. Like there's a Tova Meitiv you make on the Shmiah. You hear the news, Hashmuz Tovos, you make a Tova Meitiv. But then they say if you see the child for the first time, it's like no worse than seeing someone that you haven't seen in a long time, and you can make, so even if you're not ready to make Tova Meitiv, you can make a Shechiyanu for a boy or even for a girl. You make Shechiyanu on the Re'iyah, on seeing the child for the first time. On the other hand, Shechiyanu has the requirement that you have Simcha B'Lev, which a Tova Meitiv doesn't have. Tova Meitiv is on the very Hatova, is on the event, the facts. The Hatova, and Shechiyanu is more on the Simchas HaLev. So to sum up, although in many circles there's a minig, or you could say there's no minig to make a Toiv HaMeitiv, but the poskim encourage saying a Toiv HaMeitiv on the Leidus HaBen, on a Leidus HaBen, that's both the father and the mother. The mother can make it immediately upon the birth. Father can make it whenever he hears about it. Rav Moshe says even if you're knowing not to say that Toiv HaMeitiv, or in places where they're not knowing, or for a Leidus HaBas, so you could make a Shechiyanu upon seeing the child for the first time.
What about a grandparent?
A grandparent is a Shailam. The Paiskim, the Maskon is no, only a parent.
Even the Shechiyanu is seeing
it
for the first time?
Yeah.
Is there a limit? Like, can you say it a week later?
As long as you're... The Shechiyanu for seeing should be the first time you see. If the excitement is there the second time and the third time, you can make the second and third time too. Okay. We're learning how to